Michelle Hunt. I'm in environmental science with a concentration in sustainable resource management. Last semester, I was taking an environmental science class with Dr. Melton, and we were talking about the textiles that end up in landfills and just looking for a more sustainable alternative.
I'm Dr. Jenny Flora. I am the director of the Wellness Center, and then I oversee the Graham Pantry and now the Campus Closet. This originally was going to be a part of the pantry, so this was always the vision, but you've been to the pantry, and we have so many great donors that we just ran out of space to have clothes. So when we did our initial intake to see about the food scarcity need, we also asked a question of what other resources our students were in need of, and clothing, specifically career closet clothing, was a need. So this is just an expansion of that vision for resource scarcity on our campus.
Michelle, you mentioned clothes ending up in the landfill. Did that surprise you?
It did. Actually, one of the things that really surprised me was they end up in landfills in other countries also. And to see some of the images that we saw with clothing, 12 feet down in sand, because there's just so much of it, it was an eye-opener for me, so I had no idea that that's where they ended up. I thought, like everybody does, they get rehomed and repurposed, and not so much.
If you're going to ask for donations, I know you're going to be limited and stuff, so I wanted to get someone to talk about what you would be looking for. Do you want to do that?
Sure. We're looking for men's and women's clothing, mostly interviewing type of clothing, anything that really you would share with a friend or co-worker, interviews. Formal wear is good. We can reuse caps and gowns. Anything that really you can share with somebody if it's in good condition. Nothing with holes or stains. Probably no, undergarments or linens and things like that. But for the most part, just mostly men's and women's shareable items.
I'm William Prudnick. I'm originally from Beckley, West Virginia. I'm the president of Alpha Phi Omega Service Fraternity. Our whole thing is service. So as soon as I got word that this was going on, I thought this would be a great service opportunity for us. We're planning on hopefully doing a clothing drive within the next week to try and increase the amount of items we have. It's good to have this sort of confidential place where people can pick up new items of clothing, because clothing is expensive. It is desperately expensive, and I read an article the other day that 85% of all clothing just gets thrown away. The fast fashion is what it's called. And I know plenty of students on campus who are definitely in need of items, but just can't afford new clothing. So it's just such a good thing to see all of this here.
My name is Carly Holbin. I think this is such a great message to the community, especially for the fact that they're using this as an outreach, and I think it is great for sustainability. There are so many clothing items in the world, and they just get thrown away, they get wasted. That's why I enjoy thrifting, because I can use the used clothes from other people that otherwise would have been thrown away. I think this is a great opportunity for Shepherd students, maybe some that might necessarily be less fortunate, and as well as the pantry as well. I think it's a great opportunity for the students. Today I'm here. I brought clothes, and I'm looking to obtain clothes as well. I figured if I was going to shop for free, then I didn't want to show up empty-handed, so I brought some clothes as well.